Shalom to all. Today we're learning Sechas Bechayrus Parakhes Mishnah Mishnah Vav. And today's Mishnah are being learned with Chosas Bas Rachel Shishi Bezachar Find Rosi Vekhagon Bik Haruf Mamish. And we continue discussing more cases. In the previous Mishnahs, we had one man that was married to two women, and multiple scenarios of if we have Bechor, if we don't, what the halacha would be. Now Mishnah Hey tells us Shtei Nashim Shel Shnei Anashim, two women and two men. So as we have Reuven married to Rachel and Shimon married to Leah and Shaloi Bechu. Neither of these women ever had children. Eva Yoldu Shnei Zacharim. Both of them gave birth to a male. That means that both of them have a din of a bechor. And what happened? These children got mixed up, so we don't know which one is which. That doesn't make a difference. Zenos chamish shleim l'kayin, zenos chamish shleim l'kayin. Each father has to give five shleim to the kayin as a pinyon for the bechor, because each one for sure has a bechor. But now let's say meis echad mehen b'snei shleishim yoim. One of these children sadly died within 30 days, and we know that means that he was never chayv in bechor in the first place. So im l'kayin echad nasnu, if these fathers had both given their five shleim to the same kayin, yachsleim chamish shleim. So that kayin has to give five shleim back to them, and then they would split the five slime, two and a half to this one, two and a half to that one, because they don't know which one of their sons died. However, in Lashneka and Nosnu, if they had given their five slime to two different Kayhanim, in Yuchem Lahitim Yadam, they can't get money back from the Kayin, because each father is going to go to a different Kayin saying, you owe me for my son, and the Kayin could say, who says that I had received money for your son which passed away? Maybe it was for the other one. Now, what about the following? These two women gave birth to Zachar Unikeva, a male and female, so the male is for sure a Bechor, but we don't know who his father is, because again, they got mixed up. So Avos Peturin, the fathers are from paying. However, the son, when he gets old enough, he has to redeem himself because he's for sure a Bechor, and regardless of who his father is, he still is a Bechor that needs pidyon. Now, let's say of these two women that had not given birth yet, they give birth to two girls and a boy, or two boys and two girls, and again, they all got mixed up, and we don't know which one was born first. The kohen doesn't get anything because it's very possible that the girls were born before the boys, and there's no Bechor over here. Moving on to Mishnah Vav with more scenarios. Again, we have two women that are married to two separate men, and here we have one of them that already had given birth, and just one of them did not give birth yet, and they both gave birth to males. The man whose wife had never given birth yet, he has to give five shleim to the kohen, because even though he doesn't know which one of these baby boys is his, he still for sure has a bechor, so we'd have to redeem that bechor by giving five shleim to the kohen. However, if these two women give birth to a male and a female, the kohen doesn't get anything. It's very possible that the mother who had already had a child gave birth to the male and so wouldn't have bechor. Now the Mishnah just discusses regular plain old case of bechorah where we have a father and a mother and a son is born to them and he's for sure a bechor. And now we have a number of different scenarios. Mesa ben b'sash leishim yoim. If that son died within 30 days, afal pishin nosan l'kayin. Even if the five slime were already given to the kayin for pidyon, yachzer l'chamish slime. Kayin has to give back those five slime, and that's because, as we already know, if the child dies within 30 days, he's considered a nafel. He's a non-viable child that was never chayv and bechor in the first place. Now, let achar shleishim yoim, if the son dies after 30 days of life, afal pi sheloi nosan, even if the father had not yet done a pidyon haben, yitain, he still has to give those five slime because he was chayv to give it, and his son lived past 30 days, so he still has to pay up, even though now the son had already passed away. Now, let's say the following. Meis b'yoim shleishim, the son died on day 30 after birth. That's kayyem shalafanav. It's just like the day before it, meaning it's like dying within 30 days, and if the father never paid, he doesn't have to, and if he already paid, he gets his money back. However, Rabbi Kiva says that it's a safek, and therefore imnasan, if he had already paid lo yitol, he doesn't get his money back. But vimloinasan, if he had not yet been paideh, he didn't give the money yet, lo yitain, so he doesn't have to give. Now, what about the following scenario? Meis ha'av b'sech shleishim yoim. The father died within 30 days, so becheskas shalei nifta, it's becheskas, meaning it's a legal presumption that the son was not redeemed yet, ad sheyavi raya shenifta, he would have to bring a raya, proof with two edim, two witnesses, that he was redeemed, and that's because it was within 30 days. However, lachar shleishim yoim, if the father had died after the kid lived for 30 days already, becheskas shenifta, it's becheskas that he already was redeemed, ad sheyom yulei shalei nifta, until they tell him that he wasn't redeemed. This referring to the situation where the father on his deathbed told people, I need you to redeem my son for me because I haven't redeemed him yet. Now, what about the following? Hu liftois ubinoi liftois. He has to redeem himself and his son. Let's say you have a husband and wife who weren't from, and they're mechazik entire mitzvahs, and then they have a child, and somebody tells them, wow, you have a boy, you have a chiv and pinyin aben. And he says, pinyin aben, what's that? And they explain it to him, and he says, wow, I can't believe it. I'm a bechor, and I was never redeemed. So he has to redeem himself, and then he has to redeem his son as well. But he only has five slayim. What does he do? Hu kaidim lis benai. He comes before his son. However, Rabbi Yehuda argues, and he says, benai kaidmai. His son comes before him. Shemitzvah soy al aviv, umitzvah benai alav. His mitzvah of redemption is really on his father. This fellow right now, he was really supposed to be redeemed by his father. The fact that his father didn't do it makes it a incumbent upon him, but the Iker mitzvah is on his father. And that means that the main mitzvah that's on this fellow right now is to redeem his son, and that's why Rabbi Huda says he has to redeem his son before he redeems himself. We're going to stop here for the day and pick up tomorrow's Mishnah Zayin and Ches for now. Everyone should have a wonderful day.